stuff it. Right. Here's a little bit of pie.
Okay, here we go.
A little bit of seed.
Okay. All right, here we go again, guys.
Roll camera, please.
Slated.
Selfie.
Stand by.
Three, two. Take one, Amar.
Got it.
Awesome.
Stand by, set.
Cool. Can you begin by introducing yourself? Can you tell us who you are, what you do for a living, how old you are, all that kind of like basic information?
My name is, first and last name? My name is Brandon Silvers. I'm 38 years old. I'm a union construction worker in New York City.
What does that mean?
I'm part of a crew that builds buildings in all over the city.
Do you build skyscrapers?
Sometimes, yes.
Do you mind telling us that sometimes you build skyscrapers?
Well, some buildings are taller than others. Sometimes they're big and sometimes they're little.
So where are you from?
I live in Queens, not too far from here, actually.
Are you Queens born and raised?
No, Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island, California, Queens.
Okay, so it's sort of home is New York.
Hmm?
Home's New York.
Yeah.
Would you mind telling us that, you know, home, you were brought up here and, you know, you live here now?
Hmm?
So you were brought up in New York?
I was brought up in New York, Long Island, New York. Worked my way to Queens. Now I live in Queens.
Great answer. And how about your family? Your family New Yorkers?
I come from a long line of New Yorkers, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So it's in the DNA.
And then some. Just way deep.
New York runs deep in your family.
Yep. Mom, dad, aunts, uncles, grandparents. I don't know when they got here, but it was definitely great grandparents were New Yorkers.
So is the city kind of part of your identity? You feel like you are a New Yorker?
Yeah. I think people think I'm more New Yorker than I feel I am, but I think that it's not up for me to say, it's up for someone else to say, I guess.
And can you tell me about, how about New York food? I mean, it's famous world over, right? Are you a fan?
Best thing about New York food is random. You could go anywhere at any given time, at any point throughout the day, with anybody, and find something good to eat.
What are some of your favorites?
My favorite is Chinese food. It's my death row meal is Chinese food. But I like all quintessential New York food, the hot dogs, the bagels, the rolls. I like the fancier stuff. I like high-end Italian food and I like French food. I like every kind of food. In New York, you could find that everywhere you go. In my little neighborhood, you have that. Not even counting everywhere else.
Kind of as you grew up and in your family, was kind of eating together what was important?
Yes, but I hope my mom doesn't get mad at us. She only made like five different things. You'd have lasagna, grilled cheese, hot dogs, pancakes, and eggs. You didn't eat. And cereal. We had a lot of cereal. So it's like, you know, we ate together. Very limited stuff.
Nice. But eating together is important.
Yes.
So where are you going today?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Why are you traveling?
See my mom for her 60th birthday and see my little brother who had surgery not too long ago on his back.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you tell me that today I'm traveling, just put my question in the answer there. So today I'm flying to Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. Today I'm flying to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And it's a family visit?
Yes.
So can you, do you think food kind of helps define us? It's kind of like part of our identity, kind of part of our culture.
I think food is cultural. Different foods have different identities. I don't know if it's necessarily.
This is like one of the things I've been thinking about, and it was interesting watching you guys have dinner, is that it doesn't matter where you come from in the world, any culture, any people, any background, it's like one thing we all do together is eat, right? It's
I think good food brings people together, and good food eases people.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like how we communicate.
Hmm?
Yeah, it was kind of fascinating. So how did you find Tina?
Cool. Nice. Very nice. excited.
Is she the sort of person you might normally meet?
Probably not. But then again, maybe, because you meet like weird, you know, you meet all sorts of different people around here. But I don't know.
Can you? I thought I'd ask that. But what can food do to people?
Food can make you feel comfortable. Food can be common ground between people that otherwise don't have any, or at least you don't realize they do until after.
So food kind of unites us.
It has the power to, yeah, if it's good.
Would you mind putting my question in the answer? Food unites us, it has the power to, if it's good or whatever.
Food has the power to unite us.
And how important is food for culture?
Well, without food, all cultures die. You know, it's like essential in the absolute most.
So, if there was one dish which like truly screamed New York, what would it be?
Cream cheese on a bagel with lox.
What about
Or a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. When I didn't live in New York, I missed that the most. One of those two. It would be like a death tie, I would say.
Between the bagel and the sandwich?
I think so. Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. I'm trying to think about when I didn't live in New York, what I missed the most about it. It was like right there.
Can you tell me, what was it that you ate today?
The hot dog, right? I forgot what it was really called.
Banger.
A sausage. It was like a sausage on a pretzel bun with like chili, onions, and then the everything bagel potato chips and a Coke. Coke Zero.
Good?
I thought it was great. Yeah, I did like it.
You liked it?
I did. I didn't think I would, but I did.
How good's a British accent?
Not as good as I thought it was until I heard all you guys.
Can you give it a go?
I don't know, you're making me nervous now. But all your British accents are very soothing, I do like it.
And what did you think of the yoga? Did that crack you up?
I did, yeah. It was equal parts uncomfortable, awkward, and hysterical, and I liked it. Until she slipped, I thought she was going down, and then... But she didn't slip, she recovered, so that was nice. I would have felt bad.
Can you try that one more time for me and give me a weigh in? Say, the yoga cracked me up, it was equal parts, uncomfortable, awkward.
Yeah.
Give me the yoga.
Okay. The yoga cracked me up, it was equally uncomfortable. I forgot because now I'm thinking about it.
It's okay, I can edit that. she's an amazing lady, she's kind of an eccentric lady, isn't she?
I liked her, I thought she was super cool. Like, writer, yoga teacher in New York to hang out with her daughter, 21st birthday.
Cool. Yeah, no, she's sweet, wasn't she?
I liked it.
She's like a crazy lady.
I like it. I do.
Yeah. What did this meal teach you? What are you taking away from it?
Random. I don't know how I ended up randomly here with all of you people. With a random lady having a random hot dog, it was, for me, it's right up my alley, so I like it. And the fact that I answered yes to the email and I was a no up until you guys, until I FaceTimed, and then was a yes again, and this would have never happened otherwise. I thought it was a really, really, really cool experience.
Awesome. You happy? Great. Cut.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything.
We're going to do a quick shot of you walking along. Can I get up on an easy rig, please?
Mm-hmm.